5 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. A Champaign man could face up to 60 years in prison after a jury found him guilty yesterday of killing his estranged wife. Robert Arnett didn't show any emotion when Champaign County Judge Thomas DeFantis read out the verdict late yesterday afternoon. Arnett was accused of strangling Naomi Arnett in her home in the rural town of Sadorus in May of last year and burying her body in a wooded area south of the town. Robert Arnett argued he found his wife hanging in her basement. Arnett's attorney, Emily Monroe, says she'll appeal the verdict. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz says the evidence against Arnett is strong enough to withstand any further scrutiny.
Everyone has a right to an appeal, but I believe this is a very strong case, well put together. The evidence was solid, and so we're comfortable and confident that this is a verdict that's going to stand and a sentence that's going to find some justice in this case.
Reitz says Robert Arnett had several chances to tell police that he found and moved the body, but he didn't do so until after he was arrested. She says she'll ask for a 60-year maximum sentence, prison sentence for Arnett. Judge DeFantis has set a sentencing hearing for hearing date for November 3rd. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says he's signing an executive order to put the ethics bill passed by lawmakers into effect for his agencies. At the same time, he's issued an amendatory veto that sends the bill back to lawmakers with additional changes to ethics law. The original bill bars state officials who award contracts from accepting contributions from major contractors. The governor says he's expanding that to include all state elected officials, including lawmakers. Blagojevich says that change makes the bill, quote, stronger and more meaningful. Champaign Democrat Mike Frerichs was one of the measure's more than 40 co-sponsors in the Illinois Senate. He says the governor's amendments to the bill are an attempt to poison its chances of becoming law.
I think the governor needs to understand how the legislative process works. He may have some good proposals, but he's supposed to introduce bills. The governor is in charge of the executive branch, not of the legislative branch. So I wish that he would spend more time in Springfield and work with us during the session to make changes and make what he calls improvements.
The governor's other changes would bar lawmakers from holding second jobs with state or local government, with exceptions for teachers, police, firefighters, and elected offices. And the governor would require lawmakers to affirmatively approve pay raises before they can take effect. A Chicago political consultant says State Senate President Emil Jones used a racial slur against her because she's a Hillary Clinton supporter. But Jones emphatically denies making the remark. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The incident allegedly occurred Saturday night. Delmarie Cobb, a member of Clinton's Illinois Steering Committee, says she ran into Jones in the lobby of a Denver hotel. Jones is known as Obama's political godfather. Cobb says after joking around, Jones insulted her by calling her an Uncle Tom.
That means, in our community, you're a betrayer of your race. And there is nothing in my background that would suggest that I'm a betrayer of my race.
Jones says it's not true.
She has misunderstood what I said.
That's what did all. You say?
Dalton Thomas's.
Accounts from witnesses have been varied. Whatever was actually said, it's caused division in the party when the Obama campaign is striving for unity. The accusations led a pair of Illinois feminist activists and Clinton supporters to call for Jones to publicly apologize or even to step down immediately. From Denver for the Democratic National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The announcement of a site for additional grade school classrooms in North Champaign is being delayed. Unit 4 School Board President Dave Tomlinson had planned an announcement at last night's special board meeting, but he says he's holding off on naming the site while he runs the proposal past officials of other local governments, such as the city of Champaign and its park district. Tomlinson says an announcement should come in the next 2 weeks. Champaign School District has agreed as part of the consent decree to build new classrooms north of University Avenue. Tomlinson says the district's proposal has the approval of representatives for plaintiffs in the consent decree. An Indiana Department of Health report finds that medical mistakes such as surgeons leaving sponges inside patients after surgery rose 24% last year. Reported medical errors increased from 85 in 2006 to 105 last year. The agency says one reason for the surge was increased awareness among Indiana's hospitals and surgery centers to track and report their mistakes. The most common mistakes were cases where patients developed advanced bed sores due to improper supervision or care during hospitalization. This is the second year Indiana hospitals and surgical centers have been required to report medical errors. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bonsert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
9:35, and we check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, for a while we had some dry conditions, and it was kind of nice outside, not too humid for most of the last few days, but now we're kind of starving for rain.
Yeah, it's still nice outside as far as doing things out there. It's just the problem is, as you say, just that. The fact that we do have the dry conditions, and that's making it tough on farmers, especially right now. It's a good thing that we did have a good amount of rain in June and July, or we'd really be in trouble at the moment. But as it is, we've had, on average in the Champaign-Urbana area, about a half an inch of rain so far this month, and we're to the 26th of the month. We're getting near the end. And unless a thunderstorm happens to come right over our rain gauge here on Thursday night, looks like we're going to end up the month under an inch of precipitation, which is really something when we look back